This is Peter Rosenberg, and I hope you're enjoying this podcast. If you are, would you consider helping us do more of it and do it better by going out to standingwithhope.com/giving? Standingwithhope.com/giving. Thanks so much.
Welcome back to Hope for the Caregiver. This is Peter Rosenberg, and this is the program for you as a family caregiver. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. HopeForTheCaregiver.com. And while you're there, go ahead and check out the stuff on my new book that's coming out. I think you're going to really like this book. It's called A Minute for Caregivers When Every Day Feels Like Monday. I just love that. The reason I got that, this is embarrassing, but I'll just go ahead and tell you all this. I think we've established that I will tell plenty of things that are embarrassing on this program to me, but that's just part of it. We're just family here. I was calling a doctor's office one day. It was a Friday afternoon, and I had to pay a bill. And as I am accustomed to doing, I always ask people, how you doing? How you feeling? And the lady answered, she said, oh, I'm doing great. It's Friday. And before I could catch myself, I said, Friday means nothing to me. Every day is Monday. And it was a little bit self-pity, and it was stupid, and I take it back. But I thought about that, I referenced it back years ago when I was coming up with the title for this book. And I will give credit to where credit is due. Lisa Gibbons, she used to host Entertainment Tonight. I remember when I had her on this program, and I had the caregiver keyboard out, and I played the theme. She came on, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And it was kind of funny. Well, at least it made me laugh. It made her laugh, too. But she and I both are from South Carolina. And she spent some time with me one day. We were having a conversation, and I called her up, and I said, I'm looking at this new book, and I'm looking for a title. And she kind of helped walk me through the process of really coming up with a great title, because that's something I struggle with. When I write commentaries, when I do all my articles and so forth, I have a hard time coming up with a cool title. So I give credit to her for that. I also asked her on the air, did she like boiled peanuts? Which I know that nobody ever has asked her that, but I did, because we're both from Carolina. I mean, you know, boiled peanuts, that's redneck caviar. So I came up with this title. I write headlines for the Babylon Bee. I won't tell you my name on there because I subscribe to it, and you can pitch headlines. And I've gotten a couple of them published, but I did this because I want to push myself to come up with better headlines. So when I came up with this title, she thought it was a pretty cool title. A Minute for Caregivers When Every Day Feels Like Monday. And so that's the title of this book. And I think you'll like it. It's just 1 minute sections that you can read. There's not even a table of contents. You pick it up to any page and read it. In 1 minute, you will have something that will strengthen you as a caregiver right then, right at that moment.